This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. To talk with some of my favorite people on planet Earth. And when I say that, it's not, it's totally sincere. A few years ago, we started inviting only female guests in the second hour. And part of the reason that we did that was because I felt there was a lack of genuine opportunity being given to women across media that I felt like I had more to say. I see women on media, but I see a lot of people that say a bunch of stuff that I don't necessarily agree with. And you know what? There's an entire underculture of conservative, clear-thinking, brilliant women that do not get nearly enough media exposure. And so a number of years ago, we introduced the concept of the Ladies Lounge, and here we are today, some 9 years after that concept was introduced, talking with Kelsey Bowler. You may remember the last time she was with us on Saturday. It was Kelsey Harkness. And Kelsey, welcome back. I don't think I've seen the ring yet. You can show it to the camera if you want. But there you are. Happy married life, and welcome on back.
Thank you. It's great to be here as a married woman.
What's been the biggest difference in your life since becoming a newlywed?
I think it's the unspoken security of knowing you have a partner in life. You kind of feel like you have that a little bit when you're in a good relationship, but when you get married, it's this whole nother amazing level that you really can't describe. And I think being married is the best decision I have ever made. I highly encourage marriage for everyone. You know, of course, it's not always easy, but it's fun, and it's also not as hard as I feel like a lot of people make it out to be. Not yet. I mean, I am still in my first year, but
sure.
Marriage is an amazing institution, and more people should be doing it.
Well, and I think that even the social data would point that out, and I know that you study many things related to social constructs, but I think that the data points it's better for kids, it's better for women, it's better for men. And if we did more, you know, George W. Bush, before he left office after his second term, actually tried to implement some federal incentivizing of moving people from single parenting into marriage relationships. And he was ridiculed and just torn apart for it. But I've always thought if we could do something more, because I agree with you that all those positive things are a big blessing to my life. And, you know, life is good. When it's good, but it's hard on a good day for most of us throughout all of our lives. And when you have someone that is on that journey with you that you're co-laboring with, it sure seems to like spread the load. So I agree with you.
I just have to point out, it always frustrates me when you hear the left talk down on marriage and tell women they're going to be more empowered if they choose a single life and put their career first. It frustrates me because it is so hypocritical, because if you actually look at the data, you know, successful men and women in America are still following the script of graduating from high school, graduating from college, getting married, and then waiting to have kids. Mm-hmm. And from there, they go on to have very successful lives. So on one hand, they're telling us all, oh, we don't need marriage anymore. That's an outdated institution. On the other hand, everyone out there writing about it is who's, you know, doing well in this country is following that script of success. And it gives you, you know, that is part of the security of being married, to have two people in this relationship to fall back on and seesaw at times. That's how my husband and I are, where one person is maybe really leaning into their career at one time and the other person's taking a step back. But yeah, it's if you want to be successful in this country, getting married is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, no, that and owning a home, I think, are the two fastest key demographics about building wealth for any individual person, which then, of course, has even repercussive benefit for all children that are then brought into the relationship, et cetera. I mean, the healthier the family, the healthier society in general. Like, it's like rocket science, Kelsey, when we talk about it, but it's not. It's like, it so makes sense. And like you said, it's not always easy, but the upsides I have found always outweigh the, whatever the downsides are. And I'm still trying to figure out what those are, if there are any. Let's talk a little bit about your role in media. The Ladies Lounge is always a little bit of a place where we get to let the hair down and kind of get behind the curtain and see the stuff. Now, you were always writing for the Daily Signal when you started joining us on Saturdays, but you've added a couple of other things. So give us the snapshot of all things Kelsey Bowler right now.
Yeah, Kevin, you found me a little earlier on in my career, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on your shows and be a part of the Ladies Lounge. I love what you're doing with this, and, you know, it's probably fun for you watching me grow from just, you know, being a reporter for the Daily Signal to now adding the Independent Women's Forum. I'm a visiting fellow with them. That is a great group of conservative women. I am now regularly on Fox News, which sometimes is still hard to believe. I know you're so used to it by now. You've been doing it for a while. But sometimes I have to pinch myself that this is part of my job now.
Yeah.
So that's been a fun, stressful adventure. And then I am still writing for Bright, which is a morning email for women by women run through the Federalist. Really fun group of women. We have you hear from a different woman every morning. So, I'm also co-hosting a podcast called Problematic Women once a week. It releases on Thursdays. So to say that my job keeps me busy and interested and engaged is an understatement. I'm in a lot of different things, but that's why I love what I do. You never get bored, and you're always learning. And speaking to new people and, having new experiences. And I'm very grateful for that. And my hope is to share that with others through my work.
Well, and I think that you're an excellent example of what I was talking about at the beginning of the segment. In other words, you've got a lot to say, and now you do have a lot of outlets to get it out. But early on, you didn't, and there were others that didn't. And I think that, you know, radio is kind of a small world. Like, so talkers will take place in New York this summer, and we'll have, you know, the international convention of all the syndicated talk voices in the entire universe gathered in like a fairly small room at the bottom of a building in Manhattan somewhere. Like, maybe 300 people will be there. Everybody that's in that room had people that opened doors for them. Everybody that was there had somebody show them some degree of kindness at some point. And we're not going to be able to replicate a conservative movement or a conservative idea if we don't continually funnel the new voices and the new decision makers to the front of the pack. And so part of it is you have to put the ego down a little bit and say, hey, there's more to be done here than just me building my personal brand, which is, I'm sorry, Kelsey, I got mad at Ann Coulter and to some degree Sean Hannity and other people when they would take sometimes liberties and do things that did build brand, but then hurt them, hurt the movement as a whole with a careless word here, maybe playing the Alec Baldwin voicemail too much on his radio show, etc. And Sean and I have had that conversation, so it's not like I'm saying things out of school, but I don't want to be those people. I want to be the place where we get together and amplify and build and grow, because we've got the answers. We've got the solutions to the problems, and we need to be the ones that are out there getting them out.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that although I still feel young in my career, I am turning 30 soon, and I find myself
yeah, baby.
Have, Yes, I do still feel young in that sense, but I find more and more I'm stumbling on the opportunity to already start helping others, helping right. young women who are just entering this industry. And I love being a mentor every year, or more than every year, 3 times a year, I volunteer at the Heritage Foundation where the Daily Signal is run to be a mentor, and I always ask for the young girls because I do think it's important to develop a community of conservative women to push back against the dominant narrative of what you have to think and believe in order to be a woman in today's society. I push back on that, and it's so important to bring in these younger generations. And yeah, I say that as someone who still feels young.
Well, when we come back, there's more of that conversation. Kelsey Bowler and Kevin McCullough in the Ladies Lounge tonight, having a chat about all things that she's involved in, including her brand new film that just went live on the Daily Signal's website this last week. I'm actually going to introduce and play that entire film for you in our next segment. Then she and I will come back and talk about why it's important. It tells a very, very graphic story of what's happening to girls' sports in Connecticut, and I don't think it's fair. Coming right back, live from New York, it's Radio Not Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back and firing away. Kelsey Bowler in the Ladies Lounge tonight. But here's what I want to do before we go back to Kelsey. She's recently produced this film for the Daily Signal, and it details a story of great concern from Connecticut. Take a look at what happened.
An athlete who is biologically a male took first place in both the 100 and 200 meter dash at Connecticut's Girls Track and Field State Championships.
When I'm at the start of the race, when I'm lining up and getting into my blocks, everyone already knows the outcome. Those two athletes are going to come, one and two, and everyone knows it.
The Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, the CIAC, says that athletes can choose to compete for the sport in which they gender identify with.
No one thinks it's fair, because we all know that males are physically stronger than females, and they compete at a higher level.
Petitions are circulating in Plainville and Glastonbury after two trans girls swept the competition at the state track and field championships.
From third on, it's a little different. We're actually fighting for those spots, but in those meets, there's no way that one of us biological girls will be able to outrun those transgender athletes.
Yes, it has been affecting track and field in Connecticut, but the door is open there for any sport.
We will make America fairer by passing the Equality Act to end discrimination against the LGBTQ community.
It will be the end of girls and women's only sport if we make simply gender identity the basis for eligibility for.
Right, you'll have men's sports and you'll have co-ed sports.
It's giving the transgender females the right to compete with biological females, and eventually it's going to get to the point where the biological females will be on the sidelines watching their own sports.
HR 5 will affect athletics, and it will change completely the landscape of competition. It will set no difference between a boy and a girl, and as a result, women will be completely eradicated from sports. It's taking away the opportunity to win for the girls, but in sports that have physical contact could become a serious safety issue.
It's very frustrating and heartbreaking when us girls are at the start of the race and we already know that these athletes are going to come out and win no matter how hard you try. Track means everything to me. I wake up every day and go through school just waiting to get to track, waiting to run, waiting to jump. I feel at home at the track. It's my happy place.
She has been competing in track and field since I introduced her to it when she was a little girl, and it's something that we share together. I have done it as a child myself back in Romania.
My freshman year in outdoor, I saw at the 200 start this girl who looked kind of masculine. Her arms were much more defined than the average girl's, and same with her legs, but she had long hair, long braided hair. And I didn't think much of it. And then I watched the race and I saw that this girl was blowing away the competitors. And I thought, hey, this isn't right. This usually doesn't happen. And then later that in that same meet, I found out that athlete was a transgender female. And then in outdoor last year, there was another transgender that came out, and she competed as a male for 3 seasons and was mediocre as a male, and then ended up transitioning over to female and again blew everyone out of the competition.
Something that has happened recently for Selena was being left out of the New England Championship. She was the first one out of the final and was the 8th one in the state. Since 2 first places were taken by boys who identify as girls, she could have been the 6th girls going. And instead, she was a spectator on the stands at the New England Championship.
They took away the spots of deserving girls, me being included. No one thinks it's fair, but everyone is afraid of retaliation from the media, from kids around their school, from other athletes, coaches, school administrators. I mean, they don't want to drag attention to themselves, and they don't want to be seen as a target for potential bullying and threats.
Watching them run was just heartbreaking. I mean, you almost don't even want to watch, but how can you not? You can clearly see these 2 biological guys just absolutely crushing it, and it almost brings you to tears.
We've competed head-to-head with these people like many times, and it hurts to see them win when you know that we probably should have won.
There's really nothing else you can do except, you know, get super frustrated and roll your eyes, because it's really hard to even come out and talk in public just because of the way with the far left and how immediately you'll just be shut down.
We are totally accepting of who they are and who they want to be. We just have an issue when it comes to sports.
Just like every other parent, I want my daughter to be happy. I want her to enjoy high school, fulfill her dream, go to college, compete at elite level, just the way she has been doing in high school, and achieve that dream of being in a fair Olympic Games someday.
With the case in Connecticut, it can be difficult showcasing my talents to coaches from around the country, as they only look at the results online. They see the first and or second place girl so far ahead of the rest of the girls, and they're going to reach out to and try to recruit those 2 top girls versus everyone else since they're so far behind in time.
She doesn't go there to become second best. She wants to win. And when that is not even on the table any longer, what is the drive to do it?
I think it's gotten to the point where some girls are starting to stray away from those events and are hoping to go to other events so then they actually have a fair chance of winning. And in my case, I have my field event, long jump, that was my safe haven, if you want to call it, where the results were fair no matter what because it was girls competing against girls. But now, unfortunately, one of those athletes has started to compete in long jump, so now none of my events are safe. It's frustrating when you know that you run your best, and no matter what, your best is never going to be enough.
So there you have the new short documentary from the Daily Signal. And Kelsey Bowler, our guest tonight in the Ladies Lounge, is the producer of that, went to Connecticut, interviewed those girls, the ones that she altered the voices of course, obviously scared to speak out. But I give Selena a lot of credit for going on camera and saying that. We'll get into more of what that means and why it was so important that she felt to make this when we continue the conversation. Kelsey Bowler, my guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. It's Kevin McCullough, and we're live from New York, Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods after trade talks between Washington and Beijing failed to come to an agreement, former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember.
The large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through. I think the next 3 to 4 weeks are very, very critical. There's still time to negotiate, and the pipeline of products that are on the way over here won't see those increases just yet.
Switching to the campaign trail, New York Democratic Senator and 2020 hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand is campaigning in New Hampshire. She says global warming and climate change will be the first thing that she tackles as president.
And the reason why I know I can pass the Green New Deal is because all of the elements of it are already bipartisan and ones I've been working on for a decade.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You, Kate.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some. First met you was lonesome. Came inside of my heart, grew like the world was new to me. You're swell, I'll admit you deserve expressions that fit you. Rack my brain hoping to explain things you do to me. By mere vestige.
Remember, it was kind of
Kelsey Hartman's not that long ago, but she's in the throes of newlywedness and doing great, great work at the Independent Women's Forum, the Daily Signal, the Bright Email, the Federalist, the Heritage Foundation, and many, many more before she's done. Kelsey, let's. I don't think that you've been with us since we lost Bree. And when you brought up Problematic Women, I knew it had been a while since you had been on, and I thought, you know, it'd be nice if you wanted to just memorialize her. She was one of the people that was highlighted in this very time slot, and I thought was a real powerful force that was just really still emerging. I mean, she's younger than both of us, so you know, I thought this is really a person that's going somewhere. But I know she was extraordinarily close to you.
Right. So for those who aren't familiar, Bree Payton passed away just after Christmas of last year. So not too long ago of a sudden illness. It happened within a couple days. It was so fast. None of us had the opportunity to even say goodbye. You know, I sadly grew up having lost a couple of guy friends that I knew in high school due to drugs, the opioid crisis. So many Americans have been impacted by that. Mm-hmm. But I had never lost a girlfriend, a colleague so young to something so innocent like the flu. So this was very hard to accept. Bree had such a voice and such a personality. I have no doubt she would have had her own TV show on Fox or one of the networks in just a matter of years. When I first met her, I thought we were the same age. But I come to learn she was 3 years younger than me. Exactly. We shared the same birthday, June 8th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we joke that we shared dragon energy. I think we're both Geminis and got along so well. The podcast partnership happened totally accidentally. We were just doing a Facebook Live one day and we realized we had something, that spark that you just can't describe. And Bree had such an influence on everyone she touched. She was such a positive light in my life, in a good life, encouraging me to become stronger in my faith. She's someone you looked up to. She is that girl that if you're raising young girls, you want them to be like her one day. Yeah, such an inspiration, such a loss. I miss her every day. One of my favorite things to do was her mom gave me two of Bree's favorite outfits that she would wear when she would go on Fox News and other places. And it's really hard to wear these. But every time I do, I feel so much closer to her. And I feel like she's giving me a little bit of her superpowers when I go on TV because she was always fearless when she would do TV, despite her young age. Me, on the other hand, I get very nervous still. and she would always give me these pep talks. And so every time I put on one of her dresses and go on TV, I just try to channel some of her energy and inspiration. And really, I think the big thing to take away is her faith and the fact her mom told me this, that one of her last conversations she had with her father was asking her father, What do I need to do to ensure I get to heaven? And her mom said she had never seen a 26-year-old be that heaven-minded at that age. For her to be thinking like that, she really lived as if she was going to die young, and she left everything on the table. And that's why it is so important to have a strong faith in your life, because I have no doubt, despite her life was cut so short, she is in heaven having a beautiful time right now.
Yeah, no, and I think she's very proud of you as well. I had never asked her that question, but you guys were such like you said, a no-brainer pairing for the Problematic Women podcast, and you really were complimentary in that regard. So good job.
All right, so when we come back, final bit of my conversation with Kelsey Buller, we will discuss her story from Connecticut, the film that is currently on the Daily Signal's website, and you need to go see it because it's all about basically erasing girls from the high school sports equation and a couple of other controversies that we still yet to discuss. Kelsey Buller, my special guest, you see her on Fox News. She writes for the Daily Signal, the Federalist. She's a visiting fellow for the Independent Women's Forum. and as such is having an influence on how young women think today. And I think that we need more of that, particularly from the center-right. And I'm a big, big fan of what Kelsey does and glad that she's willing to come on with us here on the Ladies' Lounge. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, Coast to Coast, Biz Television, 300 great radio stations. Thank you. Stay right there. We're not going anywhere. And by the way, if you miss any part of tonight, our podcast universe is up and active at SoundCloud.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes and get everything that Kevin McCullough Radio does all week long.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KMC.
K-
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York, and get right back into the conversation with Kelsey Bowler on the Ladies Lounge.
Let's talk a little bit about your work as a cinematographer. Part of your duties now at the Daily Signal, and friends, I really cannot stress how well done these are, but you need to go to the Daily Signal and watch Kelsey's archives, because not only is she telling great stories, but she's doing it in cinematography and in a graphic format that is very, very powerful, but it's also, Kelsey, very simple. And as a filmmaker myself and someone that's been involved in the Hollywood films, but also on the documentary publication level, et cetera, what was the influence that you would probably most point to and say that impacted my way of making films?
Documentary film has always held a special place in my heart. I think it was some films I saw early on, like Waiting for Superman. I realized they had such a unique power to educate and entertain at the same time. And that's what people want right now in today's society. We all are craving quality information, and I mean quality, but we also want to be entertained. And documentary is the best format to do that. I've always loved it. It really is a dream that I'm able to do that in my career. I've been producing these short, anywhere from 3 to 20 minute short documentaries for the Daily Signal on different policy topics. I say it's my job to show how policies are affecting real people. And so for this latest one you're referencing, it involves the case in Connecticut where girls on the high school track team are actually losing the competitions to biological boys who are identifying as girls. And there are so many news stories out there about this. I'm sure many people listening have heard about it. But nobody's really heard the perspective, the emotional side of the girls who are being impacted. And their voices are so important, and that's, and the fact that this is an emotional experience for them, policies have real consequences. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to remember when we have these discussions. I think I always try to be respectful, in knowing that, you know, those on the opposite side of me, these issues are emotional for them too. And I think we should acknowledge that and be respectful. But if we're going to talk about their emotions, we have to talk about these girls' emotions too and how they feel about fairness and their potential of achieving their dream of getting into college and running track, getting taken away because they're competing against people who are just, you know, from a scientific, biological level, stronger and faster and have more muscle mass than girls and women.
Well, and that's kind of the bottom line. And this kind of encapsulates everything we've talked about so far, because at the end of the day, and we want to be respectful to everyone, we want to be sensitive to the fact that people have differing opinions and believe in things differently than we do. But some of this debate, and I find this across the board, we just had the Alive from New York event in New York City where 20,000 pro-lifers came together, and we've had, you know, all this contention about post-birth abortions, and then this gender, the transgender thing has really kind of eclipsed everything else in kind of the sexual rights movement. But the gay marriage argument even before that was kind of the precursor to this. But a lot of these discussions that kind of sweep across these big demographics of people, it seems like everybody on planet Earth has an opinion about them. Ultimately, I think, Kelsey, are trying to fight a major question, a fight for an answer to a major question, which is there such a thing as absolute truth? And if there is, then that means something. And if there isn't, then it really is whatever you say versus what I say, and nobody's right, and we can just all, you know, hopefully get along to agree. But the issue with what the girls are facing in Connecticut is the fact that from a scientific viewpoint, men are made differently than women. Whether you believe in God or evolution or whatever it is that causes that, that is an irrefutable proof that is provable. But the problem is the feelings of those that want to advance the transgender issue feel like their right to their feelings somehow trumps empirical data. And the result of trumping the empirical data is to then trample on the feelings and the outcomes and the potential and the possibilities for other people. So when we mix minus that idea that there, is there an absolute in this that is absolutely true, we end up one group of people, maybe they have all the power and the popularity at this one point in time, but they're bludgeoning another group of people.
Absolutely, and I can't help but think of Ben Shapiro's tagline when you raise that, facts don't care about your feelings, and I've always struggled with that because he's absolutely right that facts don't care about your feelings, and we need to be clear about that, especially on this issue as it relates to the difference between boys and girls. But on the other hand, in my work, it's part of my job to show how the facts can affect your feelings. Mm-hmm. And we know the left is very, very good at this. They're very good at manipulating your feelings to actually make you think that the facts don't matter so much. And so I think it's important for us to show the feelings on the other sides of the fact too. But I do think, you know, there is a difference that we're seeing right now in it between conservatives and people on the left where they are ignoring some of these fundamental facts. I mean, we saw, or I'm sure you heard just on CNN the other day, one of their commentators tell us that when a woman gets pregnant, that's not a human being in her body. Well, then what is it? I mean, these are the most basic facts, the difference between boys and girls. The fact that when a woman gets pregnant, that is a human being in her body. It's nothing else. And sometimes it feels like the left is trying to gaslight us into having these crazy thoughts that, oh, maybe I am wrong. Maybe, you know, maybe these truths that have been self-evident since human beings have existed aren't anymore. And conservatives, I think, are frustrated about this. We're all pushing back, but it would be helpful in these conversations if we were able to start with the basic facts of, you know, difference, fundamental differences.
There's no question about that, Kelsey, and really good stuff. We're going to wrap up our conversation when we come back. But again, if you want to rewatch any of this with Kelsey Bowler, please go to the podcast page. You can re-listen, you can rewatch on the Twitter or Facebook pages as well. Kevin McCullough, it's live from New York. We're coming right back on Radio Night Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, the mystery orb in the middle of Times Square. We have no clue what that is, but welcome back if you're watching on Biz TV. My final few minutes with Kelsey Bowler.
There's a series of stories, and maybe you've seen them, Kelsey, but last year there were boys that were not able to make their high school varsity baseball team in Southern California, and they all ended up making the girls' softball team because, again, the requirement to and it's all based on the same thing. So you're exactly right. We're gonna go from having Title IX and all the, you know, yay women and all that stuff to now basically everything's going to be co-ed, and what that's going to mean is that on the level of competition, where muscle and muscle mass and speed and strength are the determining factors, men will take all of the places and women will be left with nothing of their own.
Right, and there's one more important point that I have to add, and that is girls will not just be competing against biological boys, they will be competing with biological boys. So the case in Connecticut just happens to be track, but what's to say these athletes aren't going to want to play lacrosse or field hockey or soccer? And that poses an actual safety issue for the girls playing against and with biological boys.
No, you're exactly right. In fact, even since Target has implemented their fully transgender bathroom policy, whatever it is, people from the trans movement were saying this will never have safety consequences, and they've already had multiple arrests of men harassing or assaulting women in the private chambers of the restrooms there. So it's not going away. But again, it's also not about punishing people because they feel or think something about themselves. I'm not trying to pick a fight with someone on that side of the spectrum. What I'm trying to say is, as the father of a daughter, and someone who cares about other fathers' daughters, it is very important for us to be really laser focused on what is actually true about this. And that's why your film is so not only revealing in terms of the specific issue in Connecticut, but it makes all of it kind of come into perspective. And it's just a really well done piece of film that I'd like everybody to take a look at. Kelsey, your time is very valuable, and you've taken out time to be with us tonight, and we're really grateful for it. We encourage people to see the film. We've been able to play a little bit of it here, and we're going to continue to have Kelsey be with us. She's started appearing on Kevin McCullough Radio on Wednesdays, and we're turning her little segment each week into a little podcast that one more place you can go listen and get your fill of Kelsey every week. But congratulations on all the good stuff that's going on, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, and thank you to all the moms out there. Tomorrow's Mother's Day, so I want to say Happy Mother's Day.
Did you get that, Mom? All right. Kelsey, we appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. She's a lot of fun, and grateful to have her with us. Coming up in the weeks to come, we've got Ashley Papa coming back. Kristen B. Tate will be on the way. Georgie Borman and others frequenting the Ladies Lounge shortly and soon. I will be on the air Monday through Friday this next week. Kevin McCullough Radio, make sure you join us. And if you don't get it on a station near you, get the podcast like thousands of other people do now. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you
anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
62641.